So hello and welcome to another edition of Golbesky Wallace Report. I'm Adam Golbesky.
And I'm Charlie Wallace. Apparently we are in such a hurry that Adam can't even finish eating what's in his mouth.
It's all about content, Charlie.
Mukbang is in.
Asmr is the new thing, is what I hear.
Oh, so that's how you say it.
We have three lovely sounding guests today. We've got Tony Huff.
Hey, this is my lovely voice.
Paul Wilcox.
It's lovely to be here.
And Doug Gobeski.
I love you guys so much. Thanks for having me.
What happened to Doug?
What?
We all problem? Got infected with the love disease.
Yeah.
What's the problem here?
He's appreciative of his friendships.
Look, I couldn't think of something else to say that included the word love or lovely or whatever. You know, I'm sorry.
Oh, he was just following suit. I see.
I'm following suit. Come on, man.
So you don't actually love us.
You're in a real catch-22 now.
You know what I would, you know what I do love is trying new sodas and treats and such on the podcast. And I've got a 20 ounce of Fanta Crimson Sour Cherry flavor here.
I liked how you had a transition and a deflection at the same time, Doug.
Yeah, I think that was like the best anyone could have done.
So anyway, as I was trying to say, it's part of a Diablo 4 promotion and apparently 25th anniversary of Xbox, which I don't know if you've checked the news, but they're probably not going to make it another 25. Anyway, give it a try. That is incredibly, like, the color of this is almost opaque. But, like, if you look down at the bottom, you know how it's got, like, the little kind of legs for the bottle? You can see the light shining through and that it is actually red. But it's just, like, there's so much food coloring in this thing that it's practically black. Yeah,
it's pretty going to be a great color is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, right. It pretty much tastes exactly like you would expect. It tastes like sour cherry. So I guess give it a try if you enjoy sour cherry. Otherwise, stay away.
Do you like sour cherry?
Yes.
All right.
I mean, I bought it because I figured I would enjoy it, not just for the content.
It sounds like that's the one that I had as well.
Actually, I would like to. I would like to amend it. Adam specifically should not try this.
Why is that?
Because do you remember the Pepsi Black Cherry Soda Shop flavor?
Oh, the Robitussin?
Yeah, it is. Not exactly, but essentially adjacent to that flavor, which I actually really enjoyed that, but you would probably really hate it.
All right. Good to know. So thanks, Doug, for that. And now it's time for our annual tradition, right, Charlie?
That's right. We are talking about the June birthdays. We hyped ourselves up for the June birthdays. We kind of celebrated right in the middle. And now we gotta say goodbye to June when we're probably in August by the time because this comes out. Maybe not. Maybe it still falls in July.
Depends how sick you get. How much Taco Bell you have.
Oh, so October then.
Oh, topical.
Which apparently it's not Taco Bell as well.
That's what
we're back to square one. Like, I'm mad. Like,
well, it was Taylor Farms at one point, and then they started coming back from that. And Taylor Farms is where I used to live.
Yeah, like I kept thinking about your stories about the guy himself. And I was
Bruce?
Like,
yeah.
I'm like, of course it would be him. It was Tim definitely Taylor. His fault.
The guy who offended everybody at the groundbreaking.
Oh,
Republicans,
yeah, right.
And Democrats alike. It's tough to have nobody in your corner these days, but he did it.
I don't remember this. Is this like a news thing or
the diarrhea parasite?
I think he means the groundbreaking.
Yeah, the groundbreaking.
Oh,
I don't think that the diarrhea is so bad that it breaks the ground.
This is where local meets national news.
Yeah, this is local news. Yeah, so Bruce Taylor of Taylor Farms is worth a bunch of money, and so the university that I used to work for was like, hey, do you want to put your name on the side of the building for like $9 million? And he's like, I'll put my dad's name on it. And we had a land acknowledgement ceremony before the groundbreaking where we invited one of the local tribes to do a whole you know, thing. And so they spoke in their native tongue. They like blessed the site, blah, blah, blah. And Bruce Taylor then went up, looked right at the person, and he was like, hey, my my grandma was Cherokee, so that makes me like 1/32nd Cherokee. So I guess this is my land too. And she responded like, no, it's not. And it was everyone, you could just hear gasps. It was like, dude, like read the room. It was horrible. It was fun to watch our leadership, who's all about, you know, being inclusive and talking about belonging and stuff, and watching us just like take money from a guy who like contributed to the Project 2025, contributed to the Trump campaign.
Contributed to the ongoing diarrhea outbreak.
Exactly. Like, it was like, it was just basically like, oh, we have no values here. Got it.
Oh, it didn't take you long to leave then. Dang.
Yeah, tell us about that. What are you up to now?
I moved. Well, let's see. I quit my job, but I got another job. I moved to Columbus, Ohio. I sold my CRV. I drive a Mustang now. And I have been recently diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. So everything's coming up. Tony.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting medicine for it, so it's a good thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is the medicine going to help to actually treat it?
We will see. We're on week one.
Oh, okay. Also, the CRV to Mustang, that's not recent, right?
I mean, that's June. May. I mean, I had a Mustang before. I bought the Mustang for Adam's 40th birthday.
But then you didn't let me ride in it.
As a bit. You'd be like, Paul, wouldn't it be funny if I bought a Mustang and showed up to Big Bear Lake? Then the Mustang broke.
Oh, okay.
And so it just had been sitting. And so then I got it fixed. Then I sold the CRV because I couldn't drive two vehicles across country.
Why not?
I guess I could have. I didn't want to. How about that?
You just put them together and you have like a little seat in the middle with like two wheels and two sets of pedals.
Some sort of horrible Mr. Bean-esque contraption.
Yeah. You got to feather each accelerator so you don't like turn like a tank, you know? Like,
I can only go down double lane highways, guys.
And let's avoid tolls too. Okay. I feel like I did a cross country move pretty cheaply, but now I don't have anything.
You didn't have anything to start with.
But now I like don't have anything like even less than before.
You have the Frasier DVDs?
I have the Frasier DVDs.
Okay. That's not nothing.
All that matters.
Those were the first things that got packed into the Mustang, though.
In the passenger seat.
Yeah. Turns out when everything you own has to go into a Mustang, it's not a lot. So
yeah.
I don't have a television right now. I don't have. Well, don't I have?
It's a real gift of the Magi. You've got your Frasier DVDs, no television to watch them with.
Well, I didn't have a DVD. Anyway. Yeah, I didn't have a DVD player to play them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's nice to true. Have.
You used to have a DVD player.
Oh, I still have the DVD player, but I don't have cords. I don't have the cords to hook it up to a television.
Or a television. Get the cords next, and then you won't have a television to hook it up to.
I know. I'm really just, this is tough. So.
Or get a television without power so that you have the television but can't actually use it.
Yeah. I mean, you have a laptop.
The important thing is you have everything but one thing. Just pick
one crucial
thing. Except the Frasier DVDs. Don't get rid of those. Those
have yeah, I got to keep them.
I think this would be a great icebreaker for neighbors, though, if you haven't met them yet. It's like, I got these Frasier DVDs, and I got this hookup and this DVD player, but I got no place to play it. Can I come over?
Can I come over? I do like
it. I thought it was going to be, do you want to look at my Frasier DVDs with me? And they're like, yeah. That's a weird way to say watch, but okay. And he's like, the DVDs.
My favorite is to look at season 3, and I'll tell you why.
So you sit there for like a half hour, and you're like, want me to turn the boxes around? Hold on.
You just wait until Daphne gets pregnant. Oh, God.
I read the back of my Frasier DVDs like it's the cereal box in the morning.
That's actually one thing I do have, a cereal. So we could. No, one thing I do like. Yeah, Grandpa Mug made it. I do like walking. Adam, your I think it's your thesis made it.
Oh, my handout. Yes, nice.
It's on the fridge, so that's that bit still lives. No, one thing I love doing is like walking the dog around my new, you know, the new complex, and then looking into people's houses and like seeing, oh, like, I used to have that.
I used to have a table.
Oh, you know what? I did bring that table, but the shipping company, because the way that they ship stuff, you know, like if it has legs and stuff, they'll unbolt it. Yeah, they lost the legs. The legs are just gone. So now I have a table. I have four chairs and a table that has no legs. Well. So. There's really nowhere to put it anyway, but still. It's pretty Spartan over here.
You just arrange the chairs in such a way that you can put the tabletop on top of them.
I could do that. Yeah, I was thinking milk crates might be the
a good. Just get a barrel.
Yeah, an old-fashioned barrel.
Just go to Cracker Barrel and take one from the front.
I'm sure they wouldn't mind.
This
they got plenty.
This really needs the crackers to be come in.
How much do you suppose that's a why barrel it's called, cost?
Like probably $200, because every any furniture now costs $200. I went to Wayfair, and you know, Wayfair
should have gone to Crate and Barrel.
Right, you know, right. I probably should have, but
to get a barrel. Nobody laughed. Like, I'm sorry. I tried. I'm sorry for interrupting Tony with my joke that no one laughed at.
You know, it was a little muscly, but that's okay. We're working, you know. It's been a while since I've been up, but yeah, everything.
So you went to Wayfair. And did you
I went to Wayfair to go look for like so I got this kids? Like no, I just fucking hate kids. for these like bar stools. And like bar stools are like $200 for a set of two. So it's just everything's expensive now. But God, I don't like the country. It's just a mess.
I remember when I got a brand new full size couch from Art Van for under $300. Like,
wow,
those were the days.
That couch that's at your house now, that was $1,000.
And I feel like
I do actually,
and it was free to me. So like my bang for the buck in couch seats is off the chain at my house.
Actually,
though. So.
Yeah.
Are you going to come get that and put it in the Mustang and take it?
No, on the Mustang.
Just one
hand on top, if I can, hold it down.
Paul, if I can take it in the Mustang, can I have it back? Say no. Wow. That would have been such a good bit. Paul's like, it's mine.
It's mine. I keep it now.
No take back.
The choice would either be me having your couch still or there being a destroyed couch on the highway as being a hazard to motorists.
Oh, I forgot you're thinking about the people.
Yeah.
I thought you hated drivers.
I mean, as a driver, I don't like drivers, but that doesn't mean that I want them. I don't like them precisely because I don't want anyone to die.
But no, moved to Columbus, Ohio. So far, it's actually been not the worst place I've ever lived.
Nice.
What's the worst place you've ever lived?
Lansing. When I lived in Lansing, that was my car got stolen. So that was pretty bad.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So is that your pick for the worst, like, specific? You know,
I guess it's like, that's actually that kind of a weird question, right? Because it's like, I probably had more of a social life in Lansing when I lived there because I was going to like Max Bard for comedy night and. There were some like karaoke venues that I was going to and doing trivia and stuff. It wasn't all bad.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, you don't have to.
In Monterey, Monterey wasn't bad.
You can let it rip on Lansing.
I think it's really just that. Yeah. I mean, I was paying $400 in rent. So that was pretty awesome. But
yeah,
then those were the days. Then you get your car stolen. for $400.
Yeah, but at least it's stolen by people that you know.
That's true. Yeah, it is. That is kind of nice to know that when it comes to like theft like that, it's usually people that you know that betray your trust.
Yeah, it's not randoms.
Yeah. That is kind of weird. As it would be worse if it was random.
Yeah, the populace of Lansing is law-abiding and great. It's just the student population that sucks. That's what I'm taking away here.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
people out of this town.
I thought Adam, you were going to say it's just the people that you associate with that are horrible.
I mean, we could go that path too, but then that implicates me.
That's true. Yeah. You know what I really like is
Frasier.
I do like Frasier. I'm actually going to see Young Washington tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, he is. I heard
it's quite a movie.
I know nothing other than the fact that there were free tickets for tomorrow. So I was like, I'll go watch it. Wow. I'll go watch it for free.
That like the pay it forward free tickets?
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
And Tony's going to let it stop with him.
Am I not supposed to take those tickets?
No, you take those tickets and then you don't let anyone else go. And you say, you know what? I'm doing a service to this country.
Wait. Am I supposed to buy a ticket for someone else? Like for something else?
If it's pay it forward.
Oh,
no, you're supposed to buy extra tickets for more than just yourself to go see that specific movie from Angel
sounds like a
Enterprises
viral marketing
or whatever
scam.
They are. Yeah.
No.
That's what it is.
Get off, Charlie.
This specific movie company. They do what other ones? Let me look it up.
It's AMC.
No, but the movie company.
Wait, did they do Sound of Freedom?
Yes, it's those people.
Wait.
I think.
Angel Studios?
Yes, Angel Studios.
Yeah, Angel Studios. Wait, did I just sign up to a cult?
No, just right-wing propaganda.
I've sold my soul before.
You have no soul to sell, so joke's on them.
Angel Studios invites you to attend a free screening. It doesn't tell me I have to do anything. It
no,
says
you don't. You
I
don't.
Get to go.
The idea is that you will love it so much that you will pay people, or you will give money so that other people can see it and that it can drive the numbers up for the movie, which is fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, do that but for the Odyssey. I think the Odyssey needs help.
Well,
I just wish there was a way
no spoilers.
I could give Christopher Nolan my money. Just give it to him. Venmo it to him.
Just send it in an unmarked envelope to him.
Yeah, exactly. I did go and see
just $13.87, and he's like, "What is this?"
I did go see the Odyssey though.
You makes me pay for coins.
Yeah.
No Odyssey spoilers. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay.
I will only accept it's the greatest movie ever made. Otherwise, mouth shut.
Can I? There's no spoilers in this.
Tony enjoyed it.
Nope, no spoilers. I don't know how it ends.
Yes,
I don't know what happens.
You read the book.
Repeat it more than once. Yeah.
I really liked it, Doug. I thought it was really good. But I have to really get off of line because people are just horrible. Is nobody ever satisfied? Like it's just nitpick. And nitpick and nitpick.
You mean social media?
There are a lot of right-wing judges that are against the movie. So,
but they didn't even. Okay, yeah, that's the stupidest thing.
Today, Elon Musk promised us an historically accurate AI-generated version of the Odyssey next year.
But then didn't he get community?
Historically accurate Cyclops.
Didn't he get community noted?
I'm sure he did. But yes, an historically accurate Cyclops. And the clips that they showed apparently show him using in anachronistic boats and armor and things like that. So
I think I'm getting rage baited. I think the algorithm knows that I don't like that. And so then it's putting more of it into my.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, I'm sorry.
Let's change the subject and talk about our birthdays.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about something happy. And let's mix it up. Let's go in reverse order from most recent to furthest away.
Mm. Wait.
Am I?
That means Charlie talks first.
Oh. I was to furthest away, but time only moves in one direction, right? So.
What? No.
So you just do the most recent and then the most recent.
Yeah.
Good job, Paul. That's called the arrow of time. Time, time, time.
I prefer the on-ramp of time. The merge of time. The zipper of time.
You see
the zipper merge of time. There we go. I got there. Tossing
rocks off of the highway overpass of time.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
The guy over the freeway still running, waving the flag and with the Trump 2020 flat sign of time.
Did you see we've been visited by a time traveler, and that time he says that time travel will be announced to the masses in 2029.
Oh, great.
Is that Jimothy? And... hey, can look, we... Charlie, another thing you have to put in the blog because no one will understand in 5 weeks.
You guys are way too internet savvy now.
I feel...
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I feel like I saw something on Jimothy. What was Jimothy again? Is this what I'm talking about?
He's the tiny raccoon.
In like Seattle.
Oh, Jimothy! That thing, he was so cute. He kind of looked weird, but he was cute.
Yeah. It's heartwarming.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like a video game raccoon.
Well, I heard they were modding him into like Skyrim and stuff.
Oh, my God. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Okay. It actually, in motion, he looks a little bit cursed, but in the cutest way possible. Not of the earth.
I did see Jimothy.
That'd be a good parody for the song Timothy. That's a 70s song, right?
Timothy? Who's it by?
The Buoys.
I don't know if I know this offhand.
Oh, it's a novelty. It's a story song.
Wait, is this the cannibal one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I've never heard the song, but I'm aware it exists.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that kind of got awareness on the internet like maybe 6 or 7 years ago.
Wait, Rupert Holmes wrote this? Rupert Holmes of the Pina Colada song?
Really? He does like songs Pina with Colada.
If you like jerking off at midnight.
All right, Charlie.
Well, my birthday.
Tell us about your birthday.
It was good. It was on a Monday, and as usual, it's pretty close to Father's Day, which makes it a little bit more difficult because I'm hard to buy.
Shut up.
I'm hard to buy for. And so they have to think of gifts for me for both things.
As someone who will never experience it on Father's Day, shut up.
And so I think Father's Day, I got a wallet, a new wallet.
It's not a birthday.
I know it's not a birthday, but these are that's the
we're not talking about Father's
Day. All right, I won't talk about my Father's Day present.
You get an order, bitch. And if you didn't get ties for Father's Day and socks, then your kids are doing it wrong.
Oh, that's true.
You can tell them
or golf balls,
or golf balls, or tees. I'll allow tees. Maybe one of those towels, a golf towel for your clubs,
a golf towel, or a thing for your driver.
Yeah,
a head cover.
Yeah,
but we're not talking about that.
I did have to work on my birthday.
And we're never talking about it. Stop trying to sneak Father's Day into here. Show off.
Yeah. Oh, I can have sex with women.
Hey, now there's always adoption.
Yeah, or a junior.
The movie Junior.
I
not the process understand. That happens in Junior, just the movie Junior.
The movie Junior is a great replacement for kids. I don't need kids. I got my Junior DVD.
Also, I feel like I said that really loud, and I feel like the people above me can hear what I just yell.
They're gonna have to get used to it.
This is how you test your neighbors, you know.
Yeah.
They pound on the wall that it's time to start looking to move out.
They're looking for another place. Yeah.
Well, what I got was from Adam, I got a Switch 1 game, Broken Sword Shadow of the Templars, Reforged, which...
Do you have a Switch 2? Is that why you now have to say Switch 1?
No, there's actually a reason. I went to, this is off topic, but when I was in North Carolina and the Outer Banks, we went to the Graveyard of the Atlantic Museum, which was where they just go through historical shipwrecks that were there. And like, you can see like clothes that people used to wear, etc. It's kind of, it's small, but it's kind of cool. And we went there with the kids.
How's it compared to the Mustard Museum?
Not quite as niche somehow.
Okay.
But I guess like the monitor was sunk like right off the coast there. So that's one of the things they talk about. In any case, they do have some things for kids there. There's like a little scavenger hunt where you can find the different exhibits and get a sticker and a certificate. But one of the things they have for kids there is that you get to put up on the wall, like if there was a lot of flooding and like you had to pack up and go, like what would you bring with you? And kids are like, oh, I bring my pets or like whatever, you know, or my family. And one kid had written and put it on a post-it there. He wrote...
One kid named Celeste?
No, this was not Celeste. But he wrote, food, water, a gun, switch one, switch two.
I'm like, yeah, you better have both, just to be safe.
So now I'm just calling it switch one. I don't know. Can't help it.
All right, that's fair. I'll allow it.
It's like the that's like the most beautiful survivalist poetry I've ever heard.
Anyway, you were saying.
Yes. You will have to remind me very quickly what the other thing was, not by telling me what it was, but giving me a hint as to what it was. Because I did not think ahead of time to go search for it.
Meep meep.
Oh yes, I got a Blu-ray.
Wait, no, what did you get? I cut you off. What Switch 1 game did you actually get?
Oh, it was Broken Sword Shadow of the Templars Reforged, which is a remake of one of the Broken Sword games, but I'm actually not super... Like, I know that they exist, but I never played any of them, so I don't really know exactly which of these it is a remake
of. This is the first one.
The first one? Okay, fantastic. Yeah. So I'm excited to do that.
You might enjoy a nice graphic adventure.
Yes, I will. I did not get any time to play it
graphic adventure
yet over vacation, which I wanted to. We brought the Switch.
But oh, I know.
Yeah.
I definitely looked into your Switch history to see if you'd started it yet.
No, I bought... It has been a streak of Hades 2, I think, for like the past week. When I actually got a chance to start playing the Switch again. Because I was like, I'm not thinking this week. When I get free time. No, but this is on. This is next. And then I also got a Blu-ray of The Day the Earth Blew Up, which is a Looney Tunes feature film with Daffy Duck and Porky Pig, and came out fairly recently. It was one of those things I think was not buried by Warner Brothers, but I think got...
No, it was.
It was completely buried, like canceled.
It's one of those. It's one of the Zaslav. I don't know how you say his name. Casualties.
Okay, I thought maybe it got put out in like a theater or two or something, and then got.
So a separate company went in and bought it from them. That's why the DVD or Blu-ray, I believe, says something like Ketchup Entertainment.
Yeah, it's Ketchup Entertainment, which is the same ones who bought Coyote versus Acme. So we'll actually get to see that, I think, next month for whoever's interested in the theaters. Will Forte seems to think it's really... I think it's both.
Now I don't know which one got buried. Maybe it was both.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be in the blog.
Yes, but I'm excited to see that.
Thought that might be good for the kids as well.
Yes, yes. I might take a look through it first, but I can't imagine there'd be any issue.
What's it rated?
I think it's G.
So then you don't even need to watch the thing. Just put it on and leave the room.
Yeah. I don't need to ever watch it.
If it's G.
Let's put it on repeat.
That's G is short for babysitter.
I got...
All right, kids, you're going to watch The Day the Earth Blew Up and then Star Trek The Motion Picture.
For my family, I got a book called House of Suns by Alistair Reynolds, which is a sci-fi book.
Which type of suns?
It could be. It's got a picture of a sun over a planet in front of it. And I'm not going to read anything about it. I'm just
like a star or a sun like a big adult boy?
Only two kind of suns. Real big adult boy.
It's a large red sphere, like a star.
That doesn't...
That doesn't narrow it down.
Narrow it down as much as you think it does.
Left my boy out in the sun too long.
Now
can't tell him in the sun.
But Carr did a little research and said, like, this seems like a book you'd like. I'm like, all right, great. I've been trying to get back into reading a little bit. So I've been reading some sci-fi books, and I'm excited for this one.
Well, if you need recommendations, I've made quite a bit of progress in my New Year's resolution to read a bunch of classic sci-fi. So.
Oh, like what?
I have read, it's going to take too long to count, at least 20 books.
Wow.
Possibly more.
All right.
Nice.
Some recommendations I could make. Real big fan of The Demolished Man by Alfred Bester, which is basically a police procedural with the twist that the police are all telepaths. So how do you commit a crime when people can just read your mind? And then how do you get away with it? So that was an interesting book. That was fun. I read a book called Gateway by Frederick Pohl. I really enjoyed that. Basically, humans find alien technology somewhere in space nearby. Not actually sure where. Asteroid belt? I've lost track. Anyway, it's got all these ships that they can set on autopilot and take to like other like worlds and stations and stuff, but they have no idea how the ships work beyond the autopilot, so it's always a gamble. And yeah, it was just an interesting, well-written book. The sequels, I've read a bunch of them. They get progressively less interesting, although they're still not bad, but big fan of that.
Did someone say gamble?
With your life, but yeah.
Ooh, the greatest gamble of them all.
Yes. I've been reading some Ursula K. Le Guin books. Those are actually really enjoyable. I'll talk about that a bit on my birthday. But yeah, there's a couple of recs for you. I can come up with more if you want.
But yeah. All right. But yeah, we can do it offline. And let's see. Sorry, that is not to imply I did not enjoy listening to that.
No need to
give you guys a few minutes back
now.
My transitions are not quite as smooth as Doug's. Sorry. And of course, as I get every year, I got a
exercise clothes.
I did get exercise clothes. Actually, yes. Cars Pairs sent me exercise clothes.
They keep sending you that hint, and you keep not taking it.
I know. Just filling up my drawers.
The last time we saw him, though.
I know. I hated it.
Yeah. So we don't want. Yeah. He can get fatter.
Look, I just want. It doesn't matter how Charlie improves or doesn't improve his life. I'm against it. That's the soul of this podcast.
Actually, Charlie, you're going to have some competition because I'm about to go on a GLP-1.
Oh, nice. So. Which one?
Nice.
All of them.
Don't know yet.
However you say it. Is it Mergerno? Is that Mangiaro? How you say it?
Oh, yeah.
Mangiaro?
Mangiaro, yeah.
Yeah.
Waymo?
No, nope, not Waymo.
You get into Waymo, you just go where it takes you. And if it doesn't take you to a restaurant, you don't eat.
Well, I guess Waymo's the opposite. You want to weigh less, not Waymo.
And you said you're not a dad.
Well, no one's buying me golf balls.
You want golf balls? I'll buy you golf balls.
Maybe it would be nice.
That felt like a very like Seinfeld. You know, nobody's but you want golf balls? I'll buy you golf balls. That's beside the point.
And as we've started to do every year, I got a nice ice cream cake for dessert, which was very nice. Kara even, well, I don't know whose idea it was, but got a mint chocolate chip ice cream cake, which means that she couldn't have any, knowing that was my favorite flavor. So no, she just doesn't like mint. Like,
oh, so she could have it.
She can have it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She chooses not to.
Except the unpleasantness of putting something in your mouth that you don't want there. I mean.
Yeah. It's like when Paul told me, you know, I could get married to a woman.
Oh. Speaking of putting. No,
we all got that, Adam.
There was nothing to get.
I thought about going there, but I decided to go with the.
Yep. Overall, very good birthday. That, as usual, was right before my trip to North Carolina. So it's kind of like, let's do this and then let's pack. Anyway, let's go backwards in time to the next birthday, which is Tony.
Hey, you got it right.
Yeah, I remember this time.
Birthday was good. I spent basically the entire day driving from Munising, Michigan to Columbus, Ohio. So
you started in June.
June 1st.
Yeah, so why do you need to drive there if you're already there?
To Columbus?
Yeah.
Well, I drove up to Munising because my family was doing. So it was a already planned camping trip up there, and we were going to Pictured Rocks and things like that. Actually, I was in Michigan. What do you mean, let me leave?
I thought Ohio closed their borders.
No, but you know what's crazy is that Jim Tressel is the lieutenant governor here. It's on the signs everywhere, and it's insane to me that the former football coach for Ohio State is lieutenant governor.
That feels about right for Ohio.
It does, yeah. But good thing Columbus is pretty liberal. Anyway, drove up there, visited family, had a good time. We did a Pictured Rocks, I guess they call it a cruise, but it wasn't a cruise like me and Paul went on.
More a paddle.
It was more like the Michigan Princess cruise or whatever that thing was.
Oh, so you get out of it and they have engine trouble and then you just stay at the dock and drink.
Yeah. But we got to go see Pictured Rocks, so that was really cool. Just hung out, enjoyed being in the Upper Peninsula, which I haven't been up in the UP in quite some time, so it was nice to be there. And I was like, oh yeah, I need to actually do some stuff in up north Michigan, because I do enjoy that space. And then so my birthday was that Sunday, and I had to make it back because I had to work on Monday. So I actually didn't drive all the way. I drove to Lansing and had some pizza with my dad, my stepmom, and then I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and drove into work and worked the entire day the next day. That was fun.
Yeah.
Dot was sitting next to me. She just, when I said that, I don't think she went, so I think she knows that. She also had to leave at 3 o'clock in the morning, and she did not so.
Can't say I blame her.
Right.
All right. Well, it sounds like you had a reasonable birthday.
Yeah. Our family doesn't really do presents and stuff. So our presence is pretty much, what is it called?
Quality time.
Christmas. Yeah. Yeah. And we do things for Christmas. So that's kind of our time where we go wild.
Gotcha. All right. Well, next up's me, because Father's Day. I had a pretty good birthday. I took the day off.
Did you get paid for it?
I did. So my company has a floating holiday where you can just pick a day of the year and you just get it off, no questions asked. And I had to explain this to my boss because she was like, what do you mean you have a floating holiday? What does that even mean? And I was like, well, in the US, we don't have as many vacation days as in Europe. So as a SOP, they gave us this holiday that we can use whenever, and you can't deny it. You acknowledge it exists. And she went, that's ridiculous. And I'm like, you've worked for this company for years. I've worked for you on one project or another for 3 years at this point. How is this the first time you're hearing about this? But okay, fine. So anyway, so I took the day off, and then Brianne had to testify, so she did not take the day off. She said otherwise she would have, but she had to be in court. So that meant that before she left for work at 7 a.m., she woke me up so I could open presents so that I could play with them during the day and not just sit at a stare at a pile of presents all day going, I wonder what's in there.
Hey, so, quick question.
Yep.
Why didn't she just plead the fifth?
Ooh, good question.
Pleading the fifth still requires her to physically go into the courtroom, so it doesn't really save as much time as you may think.
Also, it might indirectly implicate her in a crime that she has nothing to do with. I'm guessing that
you can't just plead the fifth via text, right? You can't just text the judge and be like, sorry, I'm not coming in. I plead the fifth.
Well, that's what your lawyer's for. That's why you hire a lawyer instead of doing it pro se. It's so that they can do it for you.
This feels kind of like a Larry David thing where he... Why didn't you just plead the fifth?
I just want to next time I get a jury duty thing, I'm going to reply to it. Be like, I believe in, I'm just going to jury nullify anything if I get selected.
So I'm going to jury nullify everything.
I know my rights. I'm also a traveler.
I'm also a sovereign citizen.
Oh,
I'm a sovereign citizen. I don't believe you want to spend the time arguing with me to force me to come.
So I got some comic books, Batman, Doom Patrol, Lower Decks, which is pretty fun. Got some Star Trek tchotchkes, I guess. So I got a couple like computer placemats, like LCARS, like monitoring system. So I have that at work, and so I will pretend to hit buttons while I'm at my desk, like I'm steering the ship or something. I also got a Lego set of less Star Wars AT-AT. That was fun. And then Spy Family Season 2 on Blu-ray, Doctor Who Series 15 on Blu-ray. Then I got a couple games for PS4. I got a Wonder Boy game. Then I got a game called Atomfall, which is basically like, what if Fallout were in the north of England? That's not exactly what's going on, but that's kind of the vibe. So that's what I got from my parents. And then Charlie was kind enough to get me two boss fight books about a specific game. So he got me one about Metal Gear Solid and one about Super Mario 3. And they were both really enjoyable.
Out of curiosity, are you interested in getting boss fight books that are for games that you don't have as much interest in? Like, I was like, which ones of these do you not have, but also would be games that like you'd want to read about? Or would you just be happy to read about any game?
I'm probably happy to read about any game, but you know, if you want to prioritize games, you're like, oh yeah, I'm pretty sure he's played Final Fantasy or whatever, right? Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Over like some random Spectrum game I've never played.
The all COD box set.
So Charlie got me that, which was very kind of him. Doug got me a Switch game called Thank Goodness You're Here, which was a lot of fun and something I really appreciated. It's quite short, so I was able to actually play through the whole thing, which was nice because I don't have as much time as I used to have. Because, oh, right, since the last time we talked, you know how I was doing Evil Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, that got extended for two additional weekends because it was doing so well. So that was pretty cool. But then at the last minute, they were like, hey, one of our supporting characters dropped out of Annie. Can you play the villain and step in? I was like, yeah, okay, fine. Which is cool, but it means that like yesterday basically was my first day off in like 2 weeks.
Oh.
Like literally. So I've been busy. So consequently, short games like Thank Goodness You're Here, I appreciate because I can actually complete them. So that was very nice. And then Jason got me a Blu-ray of Laurel and Hardy silent films. He got me the third and final set. So that was really neat. And then Brianne got me the Dungeons & Dragons Monster Manual, which I think she partly wanted for herself. So that was kind of a combo gift. But that's fine. I don't mind.
Yeah. You guys
I've already used it against the D&D players. And then I was like, I'm going to get the big version of this guy. And I only can do that because I have the Monster Manual here. She got me a Lower Decks card game called Buffer Time. That's not bad. We had to make some house rules up, though, because it was too hard. Like, it was too frustrating. But I think we've got it figured out. And then she bought me a really nice set of Ursula K. Le Guin books. From the Library of America. It's a set of like six books and related stories all in this particular science fiction universe that Le Guin created, unofficially known as the Haynish Cycle. They're really high quality books. Like, I just feel like I'm reading a quality product when I read them. They're just like put together really well. They just have good hand feel. You know, they're just physically pleasing.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan. And the stories are also great. So yeah, recommend those as well.
Yeah, I'm reading Left Hand of Darkness right now.
Okay, yeah, I just finished that. So, well, I didn't just finish that. I just finished The Dispossessed, which comes after that. But I had read The Left Hand of Darkness. So,
okay.
So, yeah, so I spent a lot of the day playing Atomfall. And then when Brianne got home, we went and got Indian food, had cake. It was a good time. Oh, and I had Jet's Pizza. Is that true? Am I about to lie? Yeah, that's not true. I had a burrito for lunch, a breakfast burrito. It was so good. I had Jet's Pizza the other day. It was also really good. And that was my birthday. It was a great time.
That sounds great.
A great time with no friends, which was fine. I just spent time with Brianna. That was nice. Because, as I had mentioned before, I'm really busy lately. So it was nice to have time with her. And that brings us to the big Paul.
Yep. So my birthday was good. I also took the day off. It was a Friday. Usually I don't take the day off, but I'm like, 40 is different. You know, I should at least just do something. So took the day off and took a trip down to Novi to go to the new book off there.
Whoa, and, there's a book off in Novi?
Yep.
Wow.
It's pretty recent. I feel like it's only been a few months, or I would have known about it by now. That was fun to browse the merch there. And I got a CD, another mystery visual novel game for the Super Famicom that I can't read.
Nice.
I did get a figure as well.
Homeroom Teacher 2?
I'm like actually not as different as you might think. And I think that... Oh, and I got a clock. A HoloLive VTuber clock.
Oh, nice.
Which I haven't taken out of the box yet because... Well, I have taken it out of the box to look at it, but I haven't put it anywhere because I'm going to... Because I finally finished painting my upstairs by my birthday. That was like the big goal.
Ooh,
you know, hey. So then I just got to get some carpet in there and then I can finally have an extra room in my house that I haven't been using since I moved in like 3 years ago or something like that. Four?
Yeah.
How long have I been here? I don't remember. But and then after that, I picked up some cupcakes from Bacon Cakes and a Jet's Pizza or two and went to DeWitt and hung out with my family.
Did you get any good presents from well-meaning friends?
Yes, I did. So I'm saving that for the finale. But,
oh, gotcha.
So yeah, from my family, I got like a few nice shirts, a new hand towel, and a 4K Blu-ray of Akira.
Oh,
So that's exciting. And I also got Aislinn got me the Anaconda movie, which is
the new one.
Yeah, which we all saw in the theater together, and it was a good time. So we also watched that.
Good.
That was what we did that afternoon as well. So it's kind of a big day with that drive and everything. I also got a Lonely Planet guide to Japan. So that's fun. And then I also got this book, Japanese Folk Tales for Language Learners, that kind of has side by side English and Japanese, you know, a variety of 22 folk tales from Japan. So it's been kind of fun to read through this and see how far I've come and also how far I have to go to actually understand what I'm looking at. So, and then also from Adam, this was very exciting. I got a Star Trek Lower Decks graphic novel. That's really cool. And the boss fight books for Katamari Damacy, which is definitely going to start up a boss fight books habit for me.
You too can decide to get books about games you've never even heard of, let alone played.
Yeah. I mean, what better way to inspire you to play a new game, right? Than to read an entire book about it.
Honestly. Reading those games, I did pull out Super Mario 3 after I finished the Mario 3 book. So.
Nice.
I have the postal one, and it definitely doesn't make you want to play the game.
Nice.
Does it make you want to watch the movie?
A little bit, mainly because it sounds like a less frustrating experience.
And also from Adam, in addition to that, a Katamari shirt of the king of all the cosmos.
Yeah, I thought you'd gotten like that.
It's great. I've gotten a lot of wears out of it.
Nice.
So, yeah, because actually I opened all this. This all came the day before my birthday, and I couldn't help myself and opened it all early. So then I could wear my Katamari shirt on my birthday.
Nice.
And also, last but not least, a Hatsune Miku and Friends poster book. So I'll have lots of fun posters to put up in my new room upstairs.
Nice. Yay.
So that was super nice, Adam. Thank you.
You're welcome. I figured, I know you're not all so much about the big numbers, but I just wanted to celebrate Paul in a big round number.
You know, I really appreciated that. And I think as the big round number came closer, I kept feeling like I should do more. So I really appreciated it.
Well, we are doing something else big for your birthday.
Yes, we are.
Do we want to spoil the surprise, Tony?
Yeah.
So, in honor of Paul's birthday, ostensibly, the boys are going to Japan for Shenaniganza.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, the first international Shenaniganza.
When's that happening? Yeah.
Taking it worldwide.
October.
Cool.
Yep. In Proctober.
Yeah, it's all I can think about now. It's like I'm in that phase where I'm watching like too many videos and pinning like hundreds of places on Google Maps where I'm like, I got to trim these down and organize these lists. You know, I'm going to go to like five of these places, maybe, you know, the rest will just be there for next time. It's super exciting.
And then last but not least, Doug.
Yes. Not technically a June birthday, but I got the J and the N in there. It's close enough, right? January, June, it's almost the same thing. So I got a pillow, new sheets, and a new mattress pad for my bed. So kind of a practical thing there.
Now those mattress pads are magic.
I specifically drove like an hour to a place called Slumberland to purchase the exact same mattress pad that I already had, just a new one, because it is so good.
In a place like Slumberland, I mean, come on.
Right?
I mean, they know what they're talking about. It's in the name.
Yeah. It's in the name.
I believe it's pronounced Slumberland.
Slumberland.
I think that's what they're actually talking about, the song, The Slumberland Gap.
Oh, I brought my Timberlands here. I thought that was the same. It was just a cousin.
I've been sleeping on my Timberlands.
These are my sleeping Timberlands.
Oh, yes. My nice sleeping Timberlands. I don't know why, but that's really funny and ridiculous.
I think they're sticking out of like the bottom sheets, you know.
They keep fully lacing
hanging over the edge of the bed like full boots.
Turns out he sleeps.
So Doug, you went there.
The he wears.
Yep. And I got Rick and Morty season 7 on Blu-ray.
Nice.
A couple of books. The Time Machine Did It by John Swartzwelder, the writer of 59 episodes of The Simpsons. That was different, but definitely a fun read. Like, I actually sat down and read through the whole thing, like, straight through on my birthday. An Introduction to Cybernetics by W. Ross Ashby, which I'm still working my way through that one. It's a little bit more difficult of a read.
Mm.
Math and stuff, you know.
Mm.
And I guess you can count it as something I got for my birthday in that I saved it for my birthday. I got a video game for the Game Boy Advance called Sigma Star Saga DX, one of those limited run games.
How was it?
It was surprisingly good. Like, there were a few things where it could have been better, but like all things considered, it was fun. What more do you really need? And then from Adam and Brianne, I got a Guardians of the Galaxy Epic Collection, Quest for the Shield, and a PlayStation 4 game, Root Letter Last Answer, which I have finished and platinumed, and I can tell you now that it is basically a game where you play some sort of basically psychopath who goes to a town that he's never been to before, but he goes there because 15 years ago he had a pen pal from that town, and he basically just walks around badgering people with a photo of the pen pal that she sent him, being like, do you know who this person is? Have you seen this person? Essentially bullying a whole bunch of people into giving up their secrets. It was entertaining, but very strange.
You're welcome.
I also got a Black Forest cherry cake, which was really good, from a local bakery, and then had a whole mess of wings for dinner.
Gotcha. Nice.
Yeah. So thank you, Adam and Brianne, for the book and the video game, and thanks for Paul, who I believe was consulted on what game to get.
You know how my suggestions are always going to go.
Super great.
Yeah. I can't remember. Yeah, your descriptor, entertaining, but.
Well, my understanding was that Adam went that route because I had in the fall, like September or so, gotten a different visual novel that I would describe as charming, and I really enjoyed it. And so For my birthday, Adam got me this other visual novel, which was not charming.
Twice.
And now you can experience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the best. That was best part. So he texts me, I think, saying, your gift should have been delivered today. And I'm like, nope. It definitely is not there. 100% do not have it. He's like, no, it says it's delivered, shipped it to my old place in Idaho.
So whoever lives there got a copy of root lettered, whatever it's called.
I hope it was someone who like had a PS4 and had like just like a pile of like Call of Duty and FIFA games, like, and they're like, well, I guess I'll see what this is. And then they played the whole thing.
Well, they didn't send it back, I can tell you that.
Never got a refund on that, huh?
Nah, I was like, you know what? That's on me. I'll just eat the cost.
And I did appreciate that you sent the replacement in time to make it there on my birthday.
Yeah, that was touch and go for a minute there, but it made it. So
nice.
Unlike, you know, me getting you that boss fight book for Christmas, which took an extra month.
Hey, still arrived. I still enjoyed it.
Well, another year, another slew of June birthdays and one January birthday. Great times had by all. For another edition of the Gobeski Wallace Report, my name's Charlie Wallace.
I'm Adam Gobeski, and we had three June-erific guests. We had Tony Helf.
It was lovely to be here.
Paul Wilcox.
Thanks for having me.
And Doug Gobeski.
Honorarily June-erific, but I appreciate it nonetheless.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. Make sure to check out GobeskiWallaceReport.com.
We've got lots of exciting opportunities for you to entertain yourself there.
Oh, I thought you were talking about job opportunities.
The job opportunities we have don't pay, so they're really more of unpaid internships. And you can follow us on Twitter, @GWReport, and you can like us on Facebook. So if you're looking for an internship, talk to Charlie.
An unpaid internship that gives no letter of recommendation. Just the satisfaction of a job well done.
But you can stay at Charlie's house.
All right. Hey, sorry about that. My dog was barking and
we're just doing our own
keeping my son awake. So
parodies. Oh, did you kill him? The dog?
I'm not. Yeah. I was about to give an answer. I'm like, I don't know what answer I could possibly give.
You woke my son. You must die.
Oh, sorry. Weird, spoilers. Man. Spoilers for the Odyssey.
What?
That's why everyone's mad.
Better to wake your son than to make your son woke. Am I right?
Oh my gosh, Paul. That was awesome. Because, yeah, you don't want your son woke.